A series of prayer vigils are being held around the state for a Mexican man who says he was raped while in custody at a Montana jail in October. Undocumented immigrant Odamio Orozco Ramirez was detained after a routine traffic stop in Sydney, Montana. Orozco Ramirez is not able to work while the investigation is ongoing. The vigil seeks justice and solace for Orozco Ramirez and his family. His lawyer wonders if Orozco Ramirez will be deported before the case can be heard. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
God be with us tonight as we pray for Mr. Orozco Ramirez.
It's a small group, maybe 10.
Let us seek at least to find respect for all people.
A group of 10 standing in a circle in Helena's First United Church of Christ, hearing from a couple of local religious leaders.
We pray that there may also be a new birth of justice and love.
And hearing more about the story of Audemio Orozco Ramirez. His lawyer, Shahed Hawk Hausrath, describes how on October 4th, Orozco Ramirez was a passenger in a car driving in Sydney, Montana, which was pulled over for speeding.
Normally when a vehicle is pulled over for speeding, the driver might be given a ticket and the passenger would never be asked any questions, but that's not what happened here.
Hawk Hausrath alleges the Sydney Police Department has a policy in place to check the immigration status of Latinos as a standard procedure. The Sydney Police Department denies there is such a policy. Orozco Ramirez was detained and was in the process of being deported in the early morning hours of October 5th.
On his first night in detention in the Jefferson County Jail in Bolivar, Montana, he was the victim of a violent sexual assault.
Orozco Ramirez wasn't able to report the alleged rape for a couple more days when he spoke to a Spanish-speaking official at an Idaho detention facility. Attorney Hawk Hausrath says it took days to convince customs officials not to deport him.
You guys can't deport this guy while you're investigating the sexual assault. If you deport him, you're never going to be able to seek justice for what happened to him.
But Hawk Hausrath says it all seems open-ended right now. How long officials will wait before deportation?
We don't know whether they're going to deport him once they get some kind of preliminary conclusion on anything. We don't really know what we're dealing with.
Customs officials say they take allegations of sexual assault seriously and are working closely with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, as well as conducting their own investigation. Orozco Ramirez was released from jail 12 days after his arrest. Now, in the meantime, Hawk Hausrath says his client is a man with a wife and 7 children who is not allowed to work to feed them, a man who has been in the U.S. for 20 years, albeit illegally. Hawk Hausrath says he himself does not know if prayer works, but he's sure vigils like this can have impact.
If you're praying for him, that means you're thinking about him. It means you're paying attention to what happened.
Another vigil has already been held in Billings. Others are planned for Butte and Bozeman, with more in the works. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.